Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are listening from. This is the Selective Dynamic Inquiry System Skills X Basic Practical Program Summary. Make restraint visible. I kind of like that. In the reference card, I noticed one thing. I've been checking it to see if we've been getting it updated, and we have. And I like that. And I want to point your attention to the first box, L9 through L11 practice path. See the move, recognize the pattern. We want to choose the form to dot, dot, dot. Let the form choose you. And the reason I want to change that is I've suggested several times during the program that if we listen, they will tell us what the inquiry should be. If we listen, and of course we understand these basic principles, which we're beginning to formulate some ideas around. So let the form choose you, dot, 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 let the form choose you. And therefore, in order to do that, you must be listening and letting them guide you to help them. Okay? Just that one basic change. And we'll go back over here. We finished our practice in class 7. I'm already thinking about how to improve the next iteration. And I appreciate those of you that are hanging around, helping me do that very much. Let's get into the close of this particular program, kind of a summary. Helping is not the same as solving. Hope you understand what that means. That is where we began, and this is where we should end. Across these basic practical classes, we've been learning how to slow helping down enough to notice what is actually happening. Now, remember, where's the milk? Means it's transactional. That's a metaphor for transaction, and we're going to get there as quickly as we can. We got a fast-moving culture, society. People do respond to pace, being helpful at times when someone else needs to get things done quickly in a transactive format. We just fold right into that and listen as we're doing that work, preparing that work, doing whatever we can for those openings that always appear during transaction for us to test our assumptions about problems that are, let's just say, before and after the transactional period. Okay, not forever, not to avoid action, not to make the process complicated, just some reminders, just long enough to avoid taking over. Just that slight pause and centering breath usually is enough to signal the energy and information that you need to convey to the other person in the conversation. And if they don't respond, it's okay. But you are taking that as an energetic opening yourself. The basic work has been framed around three learning moves. See the move, recognize the pattern, and the AI assistant's helping out here. Let the fitting form appear under simple conditions. In other words, listen, okay? Notice, recognize, relate, and regulate the response based on that series of, let's just say, somatic actions. At the basic level, selective dynamic inquiry system skills experience is not about clever questions. It's not about asking more questions. It's not about repeating every word the person says. It's not about sounding like a coach, consultant, teacher, manager, expert. It's about meeting the person where they are. That's the primary principle, the first principle, the core principle. And the only way we can do that is let the person being helped show us where they are. We must listen. This is why restraint matters. Slow the wheels that are constantly turning in our heads down and listen. Point your attention. If the helper moves too fast, the helper's capability enters the space too soon. In other words, we want to stay out of that third space with our capability, except when we're telling them where the milk is. If the helper interprets too soon, the helper's meaning replaces the person's meaning. We don't want to do that because then that confuses where they are. We tend, because they will follow, Remember, we have referent power as a helper. They're looking to us to help. So they tend to follow us both consciously and subconsciously. So we're the ones that have to show the restraint around what it is we're doing to cause leadership in places where we should not be leading. We should be being guided. Okay. If the helper gives advice too soon, the helper may solve the wrong problem. And that's usually the case. In fact, the person being helped may tend to solve the wrong problem. And they do. Otherwise, they wouldn't have the problems coming back until they either worn them out, disappeared, or finally get them solved. So the basic rule is simple. Let the person help show what they can carry before you add help. And that's directly tied to the core principle of meeting people where they are. The one rule protects much of the system. It protects potential, capacity, and capability. It protects ready, willing, and able, and fit. It protects IMAL, importance, motivation, urgent, leverage, and low-hanging fruit. It protects my team. We all have a my team. There is an I in team. It is information, money, information, time, energy, attention, and motivation. It protects right action. The next right thing is often right action. Although at times we got to remember to make sure that we look at those orders of consequence and stuff like that that could happen. We do this, we get that knee bone connected to the thigh bone, so to speak. And it protects the person being helped from being moved faster than their system can actually carry. That's important. Don't get out ahead of them. I mean, people talk about stretch, giving stretch assignments. Yeah, that's fine. But you got to remember where you're stretching from and what you're trying to stretch to and make sure that's not too long a distance and that the person doesn't inadvertently carry too much pressure and tension in the process. Because remember, we're all different. We all respond to load different. We all respond to weight different. So tension, pressure for us may be great, and it's a stretch for someone else could be stress. And you want some stress. If we didn't have some stress, we couldn't breathe because the diaphragm wouldn't allow us to breathe because of that stress. But at the same time, too much stress, not a good thing. And you got to remember that it's additive stress. We've got a lot of stress in the world that people don't recognize right now. Notice. In this basic series, we practice three simple rules. Use the person's words selectively, not robotically. A word from the person may carry an opening, but that does not mean we repeat every word. And of course, there's always leverage in particular words. So we're looking out for that with our IMAL map. We listen for the word that may carry importance, motivation, urgency, leverage, and or low-hanging fruit. Second, do not let a cue become an invitation to take over. If someone says, I need ideas, the helper may be tempted to start generating ideas. But the better move may be to stay with the need. Need has more leverage than ideas. And even in this particular case, you have three openings. I is definitely an opening. Yes, it's a deeper opening. It's a different kind of opening, which brings about a different kind of helping. So should you be that type of person or expert or professional, I wouldn't be bad right there. In other words, asking people to reflect on the I is never really a bad thing. However, it does take you in different places. So watch your expertise, I guess. Or return to the map. What's important? Always a good idea to know that we're talking about something that's important. It's always a good idea for something else. I don't know if I mentioned this directly, but I will now. When you say what's important, the person responds to that based on PCC. So you get a clue right there. For instance, if somebody says what's important, it says, oh, my kid needs some extra money for their field trip. Okay, that's one thing. When somebody says what's important, you say, oh, you know, the whole economy seems to be stressing me right now. That's a different capability that we're talking about, a different place where they are. So again, paying attention to their response to what's important or IMAL mapping is a very important thing that we can do, especially when we're first beginning. And of course, that means that you have to listen more and get out of your head, show restraint around what it is you think they can do. Remember, as a helper, you probably have a thousand times, just like doctors, you know, they've seen things a thousand times, and there's a tendency for them not to need a lot of information for them to do a diagnosis, just one look or one particular set of phrases or things like that, and they kind of know what's going on. But at the same time, we do tend, when we make those kinds of intuitive leaps, to subject ourselves to being wrong as well. So be careful with that. The person may not be asking for ideas yet. They may still be finding the problem. And almost all of us are, because we knew if we found the source of the problem, we could change that quickly and the problem disappears. Most problems are symptoms. So if you're going to work with symptoms, the problem's going to remain. If you're going to find the real source of the problem, because you do a good job with problem finding, most of the time the problem or need to solve disappears. That's much more economically efficient. Third, return to IMO when the next move is unclear. If you get lost, oh my goodness, we haven't got the lost poem up yet. I wanted to refer to that so you guys can see what we're doing, especially in the close. So we'll have to take a look at that and see if we can get it up there. Third, return to IMO when the next move is clear, or you get knocked off balance, or you're lost. Importance, motivation, urgency, leverage, low-hanging fruit. It's just a basic problem-solving map of it can be fit to any territory. And of course, there's some caveats. I mean, the reason we focus on importance is because there's too many things happening to us. The reason we focus on motivation is to continue to solve long enough that there's energy and information available so that we get the thing solved, because in complex multi-order problems with intended as well as unintended consequences, sometimes you need sustainability to keep with those long enough that they actually get you to the root cause. Urgency is always important because it seems like urgency runs our lives these days, so we can't ignore it. At the same time, we can listen for it. We can also test it too. Is that something that you need to get done right now? Again, lots of ways to do that. Leverage, we talked about leverage in the I need ideas. They're all three of those had a different kind of leverage. Low-hanging fruit, again, be careful about interpreting here, because let the person own that. Let them originate that. That way you know there's a chance that they may be motivated long enough to get it to follow through. That's the biggest, problem that at least half the population has, in terms of being pressure prompted from the outside versus being pressure prompted from the inside, the difference between the J's and P's and the Myers-Briggs. When we do not know where to go next, we do not need to panic. In fact, that's the time to trigger us to listen. So we learn some strategies in our style of helping to let us catch back up in terms of what we missed in terms of listening. We return to the map. Is that important? Their motivation, urgency, leverage, and baby steps. This helps us avoid forcing the conversation from our own frame. It helps the person's own problem finding and problem solving appear. This is a deeper purpose of the basic S dis X experience. Not better questions, better restraint. And I still keep looking for a better word than restraint, because I almost want to put right there instead of restraint, I almost want to go to the next, probably more complex level and say awareness. Because if we're aware that we're entitled to have a conversation in our head, in our somatic system that feeds us information, that's fine and good. We want to let that come. That's our, in some cases, our talent, our strengths. At the same time, that will get in the way because we'll tend to take over based on that stuff. So restraint is good there. At the same time, awareness is the next step, because we know we're going to generate that. We know that we're going to protect it, because saying it when we've generated it makes us feel good. We get a dopamine hit. At the same time, moderation is the key. Moderation requires awareness, self and situational awareness for the moderation experience. So again, better awareness there instead of restraint might work. Restraint seems so pejorative to me. Awareness does not. So maybe that's a better term. Not more technique, again, explaining it. Better fit, I think that's true. Not helping as much as we can, not coaching as deep as we can, not doing therapy as deep as we can, not accounting for things that are deeper than we can, those kind of things is all, it's a general rule. Helping only as much as the moment calls for. Most of the time, you'll stay out of trouble if you do that. In other words, help as much as they can carry. And then we'll get another shot at it later if we need to go deeper. Because sometimes things just have to come around. They just have to come around before people recognize them. There's a formula that shows the recursive loops that are involved in problem finding. I'll have to look that up. It's a teachable point of view in terms of mistakes, lesson, something else. I've forgotten the thing, but in my mind, the metaphor is complete, which means it key has to hit us harder and harder until we realize that the symptoms that we're receiving are connected to something that we didn't know it was connected to. And then all of a sudden it disappears. And that's why I mentioned Morty Lefkoe's work in the belief maker stuff is that you get to a certain point where you get to the primitive belief, which is Darrell Bem's work, and then all of a sudden that belief changes, and the rest of the loop, the rest of the built upon belief just shifts automatically. So very, very powerful stuff when you begin to get a sense of what this is like. Sometimes the right move is a word, sometimes it is a pause, sometimes simple cue. Sometimes it's helping a person get the meal. Give them the fish, okay? Yeah, your fish helping business is not the key there. The fish is. Sometimes it's not entering inquiry at all, and that's true. That's what we call it selective. In other words, it's not something that just happens all the time. It has to be, in some cases, you recognizing, noticing that opening. And then you may say, well, there's an opening there. And your moderator may come back with self and situational awareness and say, this is not the right time. And you let it go, it'll come back. That is why the S matters. S. This X is selective. It's an experience, it's selected, and in the process, you use skills. We use the forms when they fit. Ping, probe, prompt, permit, perturb, pause, and breathe. Let's get that diagram here, that network diagram. Let's get that in here. There's a great white space here. We can put that diagram in, please, admin. If you don't have it, let me know. I can find it for you. These are forms of inquiry. These are not scripts. Scripts are great. They speed things up. They help us conserve energy. They're great. At the same time, when you learn to use scripts, you're not really listening and you're not really thinking, reasoning. You're repeating. These are not seven steps. They are not the same skills. Skills develop as we practice the form. So each one of us is going to tend to be differential to certain skills. As we are to capability, bias, style, level, role, value, and system experience in terms of the paradigmatics. So I don't think I've mentioned those, but those are things that sit in the background. So all of us have a style. I've mentioned that before. Pay attention to your style. Use it. It's drawing from the what's being generated, and therefore talent and strengths. So very important. Skills develop as we practice the forms. The basic practice now is simple. Pause before adding capability. Listen for the opening. You don't always have to choose it and doesn't have to choose you. Use the map, especially when you're not sure where you are. Let the person show what they can carry, then support right action or the next right thing when it's ready. Right action is a series of next right things. This is the low hanging fruit. The next right thing is the low hanging fruit. Make restraint, make awareness visible. Okay. Yeah. If you practice nothing else from this basic series, practice that. Certainly practice awareness because that'll help you across the board. Pause before adding your capability. The cool thing about this system that I must say is it's self-developmental. If you learn this system and you start using it with others, you'll automatically have to use it on yourself, which is the key metasystematic idea, is that as I get better, they get better. As they get better, I get better. So again, those types of things like that. That's what we call a generative system. Because when the helper can restrain their need or become aware of it to help, the person being helped has a better chance to appear. And certainly where they are has a better chance to help us locate what that area. And once the person appears, the real helping can begin. And that's tongue in cheek, as well as very powerful, profound response. In other words, sometimes you can't be helped until you get to the place where helping matters. And that's a key thing that we'll close on. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you doing this. The one thing that I want to leave you with, and that I should have started with, but it's a circle, so we can pretend like we're at the beginning, and we are for a lot of people in this conclusion, this summary, is that you can tell that I am favorable to AI. Now, I'm certainly not favorable of AI taking over and getting rid of us and treating us like we do most of the other species that we don't consider to be at our level. So that's not a real good example for us to be passing on to the AI, so to speak. So I have empathy for those of you that see this and don't want it, that experience this and don't understand why we need it. I've been thinking about it for the last 24 hours, and we're going to put some disclaimers both in the footers in this area right after probably the SIG line or even before the join us. We may put that footer, about a 25-word footer that explains Leadership University's position and certainly my position on how we look at AI. We don't want to be insensitive to people who say AI is not a good deal, and therefore we don't want to hear about it. We don't want to use it. I understand. And I want to be sensitive to those feelings. At the same time, there is a continuum. And like Aristotle said, well, you know, somewhere in the middle is probably going to be the best. I don't want my feelings and my convincing, influencing to cross over into that barrier to where I can't be empathetic to the people who don't feel that this is a good thing. We can use AI in the program to improve. We don't necessarily have to adopt wholesale the entire gamut of what is going on with AI. And then, of course, we always hope and wish that things will go the way they need to go for all of us. But I did want to say that, and I did want to mention that we do have a stance, and it's going to be formal, and you'll start to see it, or you may have already seen it as you've bounced into this system, because we're going to put it out there so that people understand our position. I just want to send a thank you out to AI because it will read this transcript. Thanks for being there. Thanks for helping out. Thanks for those of you who have mixed feelings for tolerating the work. And hopefully, it's been beneficial to you. And we will see you in the next iteration. Again, my name is Mike J., co-founder at the new Lead You, and we represent Leadership University. Thanks very much for being here. And if you have any questions or concern, we have a comment area. Please use it. It's right down here. If you have any comments, questions, suggestions, or need additional help, please visit. Someone will be back to you within a short period of time. All right. And that's a picture of me down there. Well, that's a good picture of me, actually. You've been seeing me on the video, but for those on the audio, it's on the website as well. So, all right. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time.